The Mitchell's Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11.
And with me on the line now is the Mayor of the City of Greater Geelong, Councillor Stephanie Asher. Good morning.
Good morning, Mitch. How are you?
Good. Good to have you back on the program, first time in 2021.
Yes, it's been a while, hasn't it? I'm sorry my Tuesday mornings have not been well organised until now.
That's all right. But talk to us about the year ahead. What do you see this year, 2021, for Geelong?
I think it's a great opportunity for everybody to focus on the positive. You know, last year was such a challenge, wasn't it? And this year, I think, certainly from the council group and the City of Greater Geelong, we're focusing on the four-year plan and into the longer term as well. Right now we're doing the council plan and the budget process, which goes for the 12 months, then the 4 years, and then as a 10-year financial plan. So it's all about getting the right infrastructure. It's actually about making sure there's opportunities for employment and managing sustainable growth for our community. That's our big focus areas.
And how are we going recovering from COVID-19? Because, of course, this year, even though we thought we were sort of over COVID-19, we've already had a lockdown which was more aggressive than the lockdown that we had last year, even though it was only for a short time, but it still would have disrupted some of the business here in Geelong.
Yes, I think that snap lockdown really shocked everybody. It certainly interrupted the rhythm that the tourism industry and the hospitality industry had started to gather. But I hope that that's in the past now. This weekend has been an absolute bumper weekend from what I can gather from our tourism director. So hopefully that will continue. We might get a bit of a late summer, which would be nice too, certainly for the coastal areas and the waterfront as well. So yeah, looking at the positive, I think people are starting to see the signs of recovery, so it's all good.
Sounded like there were massive delays on the Geelong Ring Road yesterday, which perhaps suggests that there were people down on the Bellarine and down the coastal heading back to Melbourne, so maybe that's a good sign for the operators down there.
That's right. It certainly was busy down Ocean Grove, Barwon Heads Way, and across in Port Arlington. I was there yesterday afternoon too. So, look, everybody does seem to be, enjoying the lifestyle down here and appreciating what we've always appreciated and, you know, the reason we've all chosen this as our place to live.
Now, International Women's Day yesterday, I know that when you came on this program as a regular commentator, you were very passionate about gender issues and women's rights and prosecuting the argument. So what does International Women's Day in 2021 mean to you?
Look, again, it's been a fairly fraught conversation the last couple of weeks. I think there's no denying that. That's probably something that has needed to be talked about for a long time, just in terms of respect for women generally. But I did a presentation on Friday and tried to focus on, again, on the positives. And, you know, things like the percentage of women on ASX 200 boards is now up. It's to more than 32%, up from 21% only 5 years ago. Only two of the top 200 boards now have no women. In 2020, 42% of new appointments to those boards were women, up from only 5% in 2009. So 5% to 42% of new appointments being women, that's a huge jump. 44% of Victorian councillors are now women, which is fantastic. We've got the highest participation rate of women in Australia in local government, so that's fantastic. And just examples, I mean, I'd use this one as a fairly close to home example. I remember Andrew McKenzie, when he was CEO of BHP, saying that we're swimming against the tide that's been running for centuries in terms of trying to increase female participation. And the work that he did, they had more than 60% of new hires in 2020 were women, compared to only 10% 5 years ago. So again, going from 10% hiring of women to 60% in 5 years, that sort of change is incredible and it's achievable. So they're the things I like to focus on. We are making a difference. We are actually being more inclusive, and I think women's voices are increasingly being heard.
Well, it's good to hear that progress is being made. I'm sure we'd all say that there's still a way to go, and perhaps in the City of Greater Geelong we'd like to have more female councillors there, but there is progress being made and good to have a female mayor.
That's right, and we've got the one extra now with Councillor Belinda Maloney, yes. So there's four of us, which is that's a critical tipping point. You know, when there's more than 33% of women around a table, it does start to make a difference, and you do see a difference in the discussion, you see a difference in the behaviour, you see a difference in the things that are considered. So it's not necessarily better, it's just different, and it has been documented that certainly for organisations that are profit-based, it actually is more profitable to have a balance of women and men. So, yeah, it's a positive story.
And I saw that you were the keynote speaker out at a function with Senator Sarah Henderson, a women's luncheon out at Clyde Park Winery.
That's right. Yep, it was a fundraiser for Bethany and the Family Violence and Sexual Assault Centre. So I think we raised more than $7,500, which was a fantastic result. And Clyde Park, what a magnificent place that is too. The view from there is really, it's really humbling, actually. You stand out on the veranda, actually, from the bathrooms as well and see the view. And it's just amazing, the landscape out that way. See,
yeah, I was there a while ago. It was just amazing. Now, in terms of sport and the soccer stadium idea, that I saw this with Councillor Kylie Grizzlebeck. She was concerned that Western United may not be coming back to Geelong and said that maybe we need to look at having a dedicated indoor soccer stadium. I'm just wondering, is that an idea that the council is supporting?
Yes, absolutely. Look, we support anything Councillor Grizzbeck says. Really. Pretty much, actually. You know, Kylie does a lot of great work in the community, and she is very switched on. And certainly I know that Councillor Contell is also fairly passionate about soccer, and Kylie is very much a soccer tragic. So it's one of the big facilities that we are putting on the planning process, soccer and also basketball, netball facility as well. So these are the sorts of really big ticket items we're putting into the longer range plan and making sure that we've got budgeted and phased over the various years.
Some would say we've spent a lot of money on GMHBA Stadium already. Is there enough of an event market out there to justify having a second stadium?
Look, I think a dedicated soccer facility is definitely the market for that. It's huge. It's hugely popular. So is basketball. You know, I think AFL and netball tend to get, AFL women's and men's tend to get most of the publicity, but soccer and basketball, the participation rates are much higher.
So another venue that's important into the future is the Northern Aquatic Centre, and we've spoken about it many times on the program. A lot of people were hoping it might be funded in the state budget last year. That wasn't the case, but what's it like now? What's the mood like? Because, of course, there is another state budget in a few months' time.
Correct. Look, fingers, toes, eyes and legs are all crossed, Mitchell, with this one. I think the whole council group, we've certainly put a lot of energy and effort and commitment behind this, and we've been lobbying really hard. We've had great support from Senator Sarah Henderson, also from John Aaron, and various other local MPs. So Stuart Grimley's talked about it in Parliament. I think we've had a lot of really good support because it stacks up. It's a really good proposition for the northern suburbs. It's a facility that would also service the Golden Plains population and also the northern and western Geelong growth area into the future. So, look, it's a community and it's health and it's a little bit of sport as well. It sort of does literally tick all the boxes, which, you know, that's why we're behind it.
And you're hoping for federal and state money?
Yeah, well, we've put a bid in for a total of $18.2 million federally across two different funding streams, so we're hoping to be successful with that. And I think we've also asked the state for 20, and we've put in more than $20 million from council. So it's essentially trying to split the $60 million across the three levels of government, which, again, is, you know, as the city deal's shown, it's a really successful model to have all the levels of government working together.
Now, can you talk to us about the wetland idea out at Lara Lakelands Reserve?
This is actually another one that's probably more in Councillor Grisbeck's patch because it literally is in her area, and I think she was in the photo for this one. Look, it's a $2.25 million project, and like any of the projects that are environmentally sensitive, we really support it at a council level. It's actually about improving biodiversity and managing our stormwater better. So there's a lot of work going on in terms of stormwater services. We're asking people, certainly I know it's happening in the Ocean Grove area, asking people to give the council feedback if they've had floods, if their properties get flooded at certain times, and let the council know, because that gives an indication of what happens to the stormwater and where we need to make improvements.
Because sometimes it does take a massive rain event to actually work out these things, doesn't it?
That's right, yeah. And often, you know, if they happen in the night, you don't necessarily get photographs or anything either. And it's really interesting to see what water does, so, and where it goes when there's a deluge like that. So, yeah, give the council as much information as you can. I make that call to every one of your listeners.
Talking about Councillor Grizzlebeck, she's been appointed to the MAV board, which is a sort of body, I think, that represents councils right across Victoria. Is that right?
That's right. It's the Municipal Association of Victoria and the 79 councils around the state. And look, Kylie's been our representative in that group for a number of years. She's always been passionate about it, and she was quite keen to put herself up for a board position, and she was successful, which is fantastic. It's really good for us to have Geelong represented so well and so strongly at that level. It's really good.
And does that help us a lot here in Geelong, having that sort of level of representation high up in the board?
Yeah, I think so. I think more than anything, it is actually almost reverse. It's the fact that it does benefit the MAV to have a city the size of ours contributing so effectively into that process, because City of Greater Geelong is, you know, we are the second biggest city in Victoria, and we're definitely one of the biggest councils. So it's really good to have that voice at the table.
And just last of all, the Cadinia Aquatic Centre, I believe you're planning on extending the opening hours for that out over winter, but only if there's enough community demand and you're calling on people to go and submit their thoughts on the website.
Yes, that's right. There's a survey at the moment, so geelongaustralia.com.au, the Have Your Say section, and look for the Cadinia Aquatic Centre survey. This is to keep the pool open during winter. It was really well attended last year. I think people have actually now got their head around the fact that the pool is actually a really great place to be, even when it's cold outside, because it's relatively warm in the pool.
You've still got to get out, though.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. You just run quicker. Get to those change rooms really quickly. And look, you know, when people have done a training session, even if it's not an intensive one, it does warm you up anyway. So a lot of people really enjoyed it last year, and we are asking people if they would enjoy the same. I spoke to one of the lifesavers there the other day when I did the photo shoot to promote the survey, and he lives across the road, and he's really excited about it potentially being open again over winter. And I said, well, you know, does it worry you living next door or by the venue, does it disturb the residents here? He said, no, we all want it to be open all winter. That's why we live here.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, that's really interesting, actually. So, yeah, hopefully people will support that, because I think it's been a really good mental health and physical health option for people.
And are people using those facilities more simply because they lost that season of swimming when we had the COVID lockdown and all the council facilities were closed?
I think there's a certain level of the population that are just swimming tragics, and they just would like to, they want to swim all year round. You know, it's not something that people have an off season. If you're a swimmer, you want to swim all the time. And certainly for, you know, certain competitions and things that go on in the swimming world, people don't want to be forced to break. And there is not a 50-metre pool option in Geelong beyond, I think, about an hour at Leisure Link on a Thursday afternoon or something for 6 months of the year, unless we have the Cardinia facility open. So I'm a big rap for 50-metre pools, because I think that's the only place you can actually learn to swim properly. No. And certainly train hard enough. So, yeah, I'm a big supporter of it, and because I hear from the community. I haven't got in the pool myself for quite a while because it's too cold for me, but I know a lot of people want to.
Well, I know a lot of people are saying that maybe the Northern Aquatic Centre should be 50 metres, but anyway, that's maybe a debate for another day.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, thank you for being on the program. We'll talk to you again in 2 weeks' time.
Thanks, Mitchell. Look forward to it. Have a great fortnight.
Thanks. The Mayor of the City of Greater Geelong there, Councillor Steph.
The Mitchell's Front Page podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 to 11. Or search for Mitchell's Front Page on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or wherever you get your podcasts.